Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call it overwhelming.
Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here. Yeah. Well,
welcome to you. Can sip with us.
That sounded so much more intense.
Didn't it feel the bell?
Yeah.
Everything. Just the start.
Yeah. Well, the bell threw me off because it sounded louder for some reason. I don't know.
It is closer to the microphone than I usually have it because I have a situation going
You've
on.
Got a whole
guys.
Bar.
Mm. We're doing the beer and wine and all the booze paired with Halloween candy today. And we did an episode once before where we opened up – I remember hearing us opening up packaging into the microphone. And I thought, I hate that package. Because it was like crinkling and So I unpacked – so I put them in these little bowls. And then I have these little tasting cups.
Yeah.
And I have it all on a board that I was carrying up the stairs. And
surprise called. Nobody saw
this
coming.
Of course, as I'm doing this, right, Betty's scrambling up the stairs, like in between my legs, you know, Ben's like trying to crawl up. And so I'm like, oh my God, because I'd already, I bought, you know, whatever, brown ale for one of these pairings.
Right.
And I poured some in and I knew I was, because we'd opened a lot of bottles for this. I knew I'm not going to, I'm not hitting the brown ale again today. So I proceeded to dump it down the sink. But I had to go to four different stores yesterday to like, it's a whole story. But I went to four different stores and I thought, if I fall.
To find brown ale?
No, it wasn't brown ale. It was like other things were going on. Sweet tarts were problematic. We did a, a grocery delivery. And we were doing pizza night last night. So you do grocery delivery, you stock up your cart. I think this is going to be so easy, right? Yeah. I just have to go to the store to, because the Fred Meyer didn't, the place we were doing the grocery shopping, they didn't have sweet tarts and they didn't have the beer. So like, okay, I'm going to go to a place to get sweet tarts and then I'm going to handpick some beer out. So we go to the store or whatever. I can't find sweet tarts, but I found like half of the beers. So then I go to another store. And on the way to that other store, I get a notification saying, hey, your grocery delivery, we couldn't find the pizza dough. So, you know, you get the pop-up. It's like, it's coming without the pizza dough.
And I'm you're like, that's the whole freaking point.
Yeah, I need the pizza dough. So you're giving me the cheese and the meat and the this and the that. And this is the plan tonight that I'm now stuck on. And now I got to get pizza dough. So I go to another store. Find pizza dough, find a couple more beers, still couldn't find sweet tarts, go to a gas station, finally found, it was like just a whole, what started as this is going to be so easy, turned out to be so hard. And I thought, if I fall down these stairs and it all comes crashing down and poured those beers down the sink, I will never forgive myself. Wow. But we're here. We're here.
Well, I feel bad because it sounds like you went to great lengths to get as much as you could. And I went through pretty basic lengths to
get.
What
were your tell me your basic lengths.
Well,
do you have the supplies?
Yes. So I have, I mean, I think most of them. Obviously, I couldn't do all the beers, but I did get a gluten-free pale and gluten-free IPA, and I have a cider.
Good.
So I have that. I have five different bottles of wine and champagne.
Good.
And then I have sweet tarts, candy corn, licorice, which I'm going to do in place of Swedish fish because when I looked online, you are. Yeah, sim. And then I have.
I have Swedish fish, but I mean, like, that checks out to me.
Similar.
That's
and then I have
the
sour watermelons instead of Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, now it's starting to get a little. I opened up my closet or, you know, my cabinet, and here's what
well,
I found.
Well, I have other sour things because we did go to the store. We did go to two stores to get the supplies, but okay, I didn't do good. What you did. Like, I didn't go to four different stores, and I didn't have to go up a flight of stairs. Like, I didn't have the added terror of what yeah. if things go south right now. And then I have all the candy. I mean, almost all the candy. I can't have Kit Kat because there's like gluten in that. But, and here's what else I've done. So Jenna, our friend Jenna, is in town to visit some other friends this week. But she, because she flew in town, I haven't seen her in a long time. She was like, are you okay if I come over socially distanced? And so it's the first time I've seen anyone and haven't been able to like hug them. I've
which
never,
Jenna? Which Jenna? Wow. Okay. I didn't know if it was like Stefan's Jenna or something.
Oh, yeah. No. So she has friends that are in Arizona, and she brought a bottle of champagne and then some peach stuff. So we've been having Bellinis all morning, and I have had probably 5 Bellinis at this point.
Wow.
Maybe 4. So I have a great buzz going. So I will still be bringing something to this pod.
You sure will. Is she there right now, just waiting for you to be done?
No, she's going to meet up with her friends.
Oh, cool. Was it good to see her?
Super good.
Yeah.
It's so weird because it's like, it's so good to see her, but also so sad to not be able to like she couldn't, I couldn't hug her. She couldn't touch Rev. At one point she did, was like holding Mac up. She washed her hands and was wearing her mask, and he was like, she was holding his hands for a little bit, but that was it. And, you know, like in our house, we were outside most of the time and 6 feet apart. When she, we give her a tour of the house, her mask was, it was just like, you know, it's like so good to see her, but then also just like, man, this timing is tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Yep. It sure is.
So, but anyways, I have a nice buzz going, and
I'd say you're really, if you're over delivering as much as I am with all that to say, you know, that's done.
Yeah.
This is a sad episode for me because it's the very last spooky episode of spooky season. So we are going out with a freaking bang. Besides the pairings, we've got a whole spooky segment coming your way with stories and musings and everything. And if we can't cover it all, there's going to be a hangover over on Patreon. More on that in a moment.
Oh, more on that in a moment. Okay.
In a moment. But here's... as spooky season sunsets, there's a sunrise on November. And it's actually very poetic because what we would love for November now is for you guys to call in and leave a short voicemail, minute or less, or write us an email at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. You can get to our phone number on Instagram at youcansipwithus. There's a phone call icon in our Instagram bio. Uh-huh. Hit that and it'll call us. You leave a voicemail. For the month of November, what we thought would be great. This has been a tough year. And what we would love, love, love is to hear, is there any of you listening that something really good happened to you this year?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a really good story for everybody? Do you have some sunshine that you can spread? But I would love to hear like really awesome things from this year for 2020. And we're going to share those through the month of November.
Yeah. Last year, I feel like we just did like feel good things, but we need it specifically to 2020, right? Yeah. Like specific to like in this chaos and mess, what has happened that's positive. And also I love that you're like, this is what we want, but we haven't talked about it, right?
What?
This, that we want to do this in November. You're like, this is what we need from you now. But I love it. You just brought it to the pod like.
Oh, no. You and I did talk about it. I did, but it was weeks ago. We did. I said, I want to hear like the something good segment. Like, tell me something good. Won't that be good for November? And you're like, yes. But
well,
it was a long time ago. And if it's yes, good. I'm glad things haven't changed.
But I just thought, oh, she's taking a page out of my book. Because you know how many times I've come to the pod and I'm like, hey, call. And I throw it out there. And I'm like, I haven't talked to Call about this yet. But hey, Call, are you in on this? And you're like,
doesn't really matter. We've left. The horse has left the barn.
Yeah.
You know?
I had to have John bring me a little more peach juice because I had too much champagne in here, if that's a thing.
Was that peach juice? It looks like orange juice.
I know. I didn't even know this existed.
Oh, it is.
It's the Simply Orange, Simply Peach, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
The Simply brand. Well, they have a peach, which I never even knew.
It's like peach juice dressed up for Halloween in an orange juice carton.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Review of the week.
Yes.
This is just so loud.
It's very loud for me. Yeah.
Good. This is a spooky episode.
By the way, you know what to add to the spook is I have getting over a cold and I have a smoker's cough. So it sounds like that, like, intense cackle.
Demonic.
You know? Yeah, like a demonic cough. Yeah. So that'll be adding to the ambience.
You know what I love is when people say, run, don't walk.
Yes. Okay, and what are we running to? To this podcast?
To this podcast, because PBlon94, who's our review of the week, in all caps, run, don't walk, 5 stars. If you aren't listening, you're wrong. Soul Sipper here and have heard every episode. They feel like my BFFs even through this year. If I go a week without listening, it's literally the worst. The alcohol reviews, the live tastings, but also sometimes it feels like a counseling sesh in a great way. So much to learn and laugh at in these episodes. P.S. I like things long and slow. Let's keep the intro that way. Hey, PBlon94, you got it. And email us. Because we are going to give away this prize in November.
At some point.
The horse is out of the barn. It's happening in November.
Well, hopefully it does.
Taking the reins.
Got to follow through. All right. And guess what else is taking the reins?
What?
Here's what you guys need to do. You think Tuesdays are good?
Ooh.
Fridays are better.
Tuesdays are... You want more?
Oh,
join us for the
way to say it.
Join us for the after party over on Patreon. patreon.com/ you can sip with us. We're putting back another round. We're going to shut it down until the sun rises with you guys over there on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
You know?
All right. So here's the deal. We know you guys haven't joined us over there. Not all of you. And we're trying our best not to judge. But if you want to actually be our friend, you want to come over there because it's as real as it gets. It's as deep as it gets. We feel like we can really be raw and true. And here is a little sample from this week's episode. Look, if the universe is looking at someone to be pissed at, you know who they should be pissed at? Claire Crawley. She is the most fucking annoying bachelorette in and maybe human on TV. Oh.
She went all the way there.
Is unwatchable. She is ridiculous.
Do you agree with my impressions from last week where I said there's just something that's irking me, like her, like melodramatic?
Yeah.
And I'm melodramatic. And I was like, is this me seeing
You're
myself
not.
Back? But the way her face, it's like an Anne Hathaway factor. And I feel bad. I feel bad when it's like, I don't really know why this person just bugs. But they just
I can tell you why she bugs me. So I feel like all of her weird facial, I'm like the whole time I'm watching the show, which by the way, I fast forwarded through most of it because I couldn't handle it. She does this weird thing, weird stuff with her mouth.
All right. Perfect. Are you ready to start our pairings?
Yeah. Do we not want to talk about how funny we were?
Yeah. It was
Guys,
so
we're funny.
So funny.
We're funny and we're fun and we're everything you need in a friend. Okay. Yeah. So let's pair it out.
All right. So the first pairing that we're going to do is I've got sweet tarts with IPA. What are you pairing? And then also it said sweet tarts with what else? What was the other option?
Well, we're not doing the non. Oh, you
there
mean
there was like a wine option. Riesling. I think it was Riesling. Do you have
Let
Riesling?
Me see. No, I'm not. I didn't do the white wines, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. So it says sweet tarts with Riesling or IPA. Yes. Okay. I didn't do the sweet white wine, but I do have an IPA here. Okay. So I'm going to open my IPA.
Okay. But tastings?
Wait, what are you supposed to do? Eat the food first?
I don't know. Is it sip food, then sip again? Because I just popped a sweet tart in without thinking about it.
I know. Here, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a sip. That's exactly what we should be doing. That's the smart thinking call. Taste it without, see how it feels. Then have the food and see if the food or the alcohol is better. You know? Okay.
Mine's tainted because I've Already got sweet tart in my mouth.
Oh, IPA is strong. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not an IPA gal.
Well, I am starting to get there, but ooh, this is better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, the sweet tart. I thought sweet tarts were a throwaway, but I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, sweet tarts are a sleeper. I'm in for it too.
Wow. They sneak up on you. All right.
And you know what?
What?
Well, I'll let you be the judge of it. That sweet tart is real tart. It balances out the hoppiness of the IPA. You're not in?
This is too hop. No. I had a lemon sweet tart. What flavor was yours? Do you think that makes a difference?
Mine was berry.
Mine was yellow, so I'm assuming that was lemon, which that was good by itself.
I don't know if mine came with lemon. Do you have chewy?
No.
Original.
Original. But they're like, you know, like the chalky.
Dude, have you had sweet tarts chewy? Or I'm thinking sprees.
Sprees.
Chewy sprees are bomb. John said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Those are so good. Did that change things up for you?
Well, hold on. Let me tell you. But sweet tarts, I would never, ever pick out sweet tarts at the store to buy.
No, same.
Until now. These are really good.
They're delicious.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day when we lived.
I think I was unlawfully.
What? Unlawfully against sweet tarts?
Yeah. Like I was what's the word?
I think you found it. Unlawfully.
Unlawfully against sweet tarts.
I don't know if that's what you're going for, but it's a word. Unfounded.
I don't like it. Unfounded.
You don't like it? You just had so much pleasure on your face for several minutes.
Yeah, because I was just eating the sweet tart.
Yeah.
The sweet tart does not pair well with my IPA.
Okay, fair.
Or shall I say the IPA does not pair well with the sweet tart.
Okay, next one. I'm excited.
What IPA do you have? Is it very hoppy? Very intense.
Very hoppy.
Same. And you thought yours was better. You thought yours was elevated.
Well, I thought that the sweet tart made the IPA taste better. But maybe, I stand by the fact that I'm not an IPA gal.
Maybe my problem is I don't like this IPA.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing could make this better. Okay, moving on.
Are you normally an IPA person?
I try to be. But I prefer like a strong pale ale or like a very mild IPA. This is a very hoppy IPA. But I try to be because that's what John is. So it's what we always have. Like if I just randomly want a beer, this Stone Delicious IPA is a gluten-free, really good IPA.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say I'm not an IPA gal because there are IPAs I like. I think it's like a dragon fruit IPA situation. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Listen, one of my favorite things when we used to live together when you lived here, but it was basically like we lived together.
Right.
Ashley and John would come over every weekend. Definitely one day, sometimes both, like Friday night or Saturday night.
See you every day, all day, all weekend.
Yeah, it was just.
That was our motto. See you every day, all day, all weekend.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things is they would usually go to the store prior to coming over. And there would always be a grocery bag full of little finds that you would make. But it would always include candy.
Oh,
and like there'd be like, some, you know, just sweet this, sweet that. And it was all, you'd always nail it. But I'd go as far as to say that if you were to run to the store in the future and be able to come over to my house again for game night, that sweet tart should be in the mix.
They should be in the mix. Yes, they should be. And they would not have been before. But I am a sweet tart fan. And I had no idea until this moment.
Thank God for this pod. How many times have we said that? Are you ready
for chug something? Chug something quick.
Oh my God. Okay. You alcohol pusher. I am enjoying a sour beer, just so everybody knows. And
you don't have to chug something, but just know I'm going to get sloppy. What are you doing? Sloppy.
I'm drinking that just on the side. I'm also going to pair it later. Just relax. All right.
Going to get sloppy. Okay. All right.
Next is time for Snickers. I'm pairing this with a stout.
I don't have a stout, but I have a Cab Sauv. So it says Snicker. I put them in my wine fridge because I wanted them to be a little chilled.
You know, everybody's top five Halloween candies include Snickers. We're about to go into the holy grail of candy. Cab Sauv. The question is, can it be elevated?
So this is what I'm doing. Because I told John I didn't I didn't want to open like full bottles of wine.
Totally. Yeah, so she's got a little individual size.
Black box wine.
Yeah.
This is Cab Sauv, which is Cabernet Sauvignon.
Nice. Thank you.
You know?
Should we try and describe the taste of these like we would if we were wine tasting? Like, oh, it tastes like the forest.
What are we doing again? Am I eating?
No, you had it the first time.
Drink. Okay, I'm drinking.
Drink. So you're drinking Cab. I'm drinking Guinness, which is one of my favorite beers.
Ooh.
Is it good?
Yeah, pretty good. Snickers.
Okay. Packaging. Out of the mic.
I didn't do.
Out of the mic. Like, if you're going to have the packaging, don't put it right out of the mic. God.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm eating it.
Shame. I have a Snickers in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Call's leaning away from the microphone. She's very sensitive to everyone with misophonia.
Well, I'm slightly misophonia.
No, I know that you are. You've told everyone you are.
So I'm just, you know.
It's not a secret. But that's why you're sensitive to it. And I'm not misophonia. So I don't even register.
Okay, that's good. The stout pairing with Snickers is very good. Very smooth. It almost tastes like I'm drinking chocolate beer.
Snickers with Cab Sauv is good too.
Is it really? Well, yeah, with wine. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
A little nougat.
You're having a little more?
Well, I'm going to finish it. I feel pressured to hold my microphone away.
Good.
From my body, from my person. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's weird when people say on your person when they're talking about like you having something? Like my cousin just said that she flew and the flight attendant came on and said, if you have alcohol on your person, you're not permitted to drink it.
Yeah, that's
instead
odd.
Of like, if you brought your own alcohol on board, don't drink it, you dumbass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I've heard that several times, like on your person. Why don't you just say like on your body, like
on you?
You know what I mean? On you.
Yeah. If you're carrying XYZ.
Right. If you're carrying.
If you're, in packing. Possession of.
Mm-hmm.
If you're packing.
You're packing.
All right. Snickers and Stout might be what I'm. So our plan for Halloween is we're going to set up a little portable fire pit outside in the driveway. And we're going to like have music going and have all
like
the spooky things. Yeah, this year we put this like
not like Dave Matthews Band music, like
no, like spooky. Monster. Yes, yeah, spooky. Mm-hmm. And upstairs, we're going to have a whole situation happening like we always do outside, but then upstairs Chris got these like flickering lights and there's this person's head that we have in the window, and so if you're looking, you'll just see like flashes of this person's head.
And are you going to be like visible? Like you'll be sitting where people can see you?
Yeah, yeah.
But
no,
they're just gonna see the window and think, "Don't go near them. They've murdered somebody."
Yeah, it'll be scary. I don't know if anyone will, you know. And then we're trying to think of ways to. I guess we could wear our masks and set the candy at the bottom of the hill. But I thought it would be cool because we have like a hill driveway to like a slip and slide, but like for candy, like a candy, like shoot candy down.
Wait. Really?
Yeah. Or like get like a tube.
Like someone comes walking up and you're just going to be like, oh, there's a trick or treat at the bottom of the slide. And you'll just send one down the slide.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
or like a tube.
What I'm picturing is a very steep driveway. What you have
I thought about going upstairs and doing
is
it from
very
the window.
Minor hill. I mean, it's not like you're like on a full on slide.
Yeah, no, it's just a little tiny incline.
But I'm just so for Pete's like, you know, if you're on a treadmill, it's at like a maybe a 1 degree or 2 degree grade. It's not Yeah.
Right.
So it might just take a little, like you'll have to also get a very high powered fan to blow it down.
Yeah, and water. I'll get water going and spray the shit out of everybody. I can get a little like one of those t-shirt guns.
And then anyone complains, you can say, hey, watch it. Or that'll be you. And you'll just point to the dead head up in your window.
Yeah. Also, we got to talk Halloween costumes. But next is Reese's and Porter.
What do I have for that? Because I don't have Porter. I have Syrah.
Ooh,
Syrah. Ah, hold on. Oh, there it is. I found it. Oh, shit.
I'm going in. I'm doing it.
Some of these I have to open full bottles for.
Oh, wow.
Boom. That's my only choice. And I don't... What do you think about opening this in front of the mic? Oh, God, that didn't help.
What is happening over there?
Ow! I hurt my wrist. This is hard. Got it.
What are my thoughts on opening bottles?
In front of the mic.
It's fine. That's totally different. The sound of alcohol, the sound of a can opening, the popping of champagne, all that's wonderful.
Okay.
But you have to admit, if you heard crunchling, like crunchy little squeaky plastic in a mic, you'd be like, I'll find that episode that we did that in.
And I think, and see if I give a fuck. Because I might guess I don't.
I think you would. It's just like if you were listening to it for like, this segment's going to be what, 15, 20 minutes, you know? And if it was just
probably
plastic.
Longer because we know how to talk. Mm-hmm. We've got the gift of gab, some would say.
I want merch that says that.
We've got the gift of gab. You know what? If I was Gabby Raisman, no, Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would wear. I've got the gift of gab because I'm just talented as fuck.
She's so talented.
You know, and also, people are like, oh, I get it because you're Gabby. You've got the gift of being yourself. That's a gift. Okay. All right. So my Syrah and Reese's. And guess what? I kind of tried to peel this for you.
I don't know how you could go wrong with, I'm drinking the Reese's and Porter.
Well, what do you think?
I knew that would be a good combo and it was. It delivered.
And it was. Mm-hmm. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is the Syrah.
Whoa!
Good?
Well, that was mostly a reaction to the Reese's.
Oh.
You know? It's like, to your point, how do you go wrong?
You can't. Reese's is so good. But how is it? Is it better or worse? No.
That for sure trumps the Sauve Blanc or Sauve whatever, Cab Sauve with whatever I just had.
Really?
Snickers. This for sure. Lights out. Good night, Irene.
Oh, wow. Wow. Who would have thought? Hey, do you want to come over to Reese's and Cab? Or Syrah?
No, Syrah. I'm going to do it one more. Mm. Oh. Because I did have this Syrah first, and I thought, fine.
It's fine.
Then I had the Reese's.
Yeah.
Then I had the Syrah, and I thought, whoa. Have I ever had anything better than this?
Wow, that's a statement.
That made that is a huge a statement. Difference.
Okay, this is one I'm highly skeptical of.
What?
Kit Kat and Pinot Noir.
You're on your own. Do it for the people.
That's right. So okay, so I've got a little Pinot going in first. Fine.
Kit Kat. Well, I told John to get me Pinot Noir, but turns out I didn't need that. You know what I'm gonna do? Mm. I'm gonna do it with a Milky Way. I have a Milky Way, and Milky Way's not on our list. I'm going to see what happens if I do.
You know what? That is not bad.
No?
That is not bad. It's not better to me than Reese's and Porter. That is still number one. But as I was making up this list, I thought this is the one that's really going to sink the ship. And it's good.
In a good way or a bad way? Bad.
Sunken ship is bad.
I know,
have you watched Titanic?
I it's just weird that you would think. Wait, what did you have? You had a wheat beer and a Kit Kat?
No, Kit Kat and Pinot Noir.
Yeah, why would you think that was going to sink the ship? You know what I mean?
It just didn't look good. It didn't look good written out. It didn't sound good together. None of it sounded good.
I'll tell you the good news here, folks. Pinot Noir and a Milky Way is pretty bomb.
Also,
I'm offended. I am offended because you put up the which one would you kill, the thing that you did last week. You put it on Instagram stories, and everybody said Milky Way.
Did they? Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, that one. Well, no, because I did another one.
Did I make that up?
No, I did another cereal, one for breakfast. Yeah, no. Everybody asked Milky Way.
Everybody said Milky Way, and I thought,
that's not okay.
This is not okay.
Milky Way is, now, if that were Three Musketeers, I would understand.
Man, fine, we get it. Nobody wants them anyway.
But if you had a little tiny fun-sized Milky Way, not the fun-size, like the teenier than that, the little tiny
Milky Way. I have the little square cold Milky Way.
From the fridge or free? Have you guys ever had that?
I mean, that's what, just, are you living? Or are you dead? Is this a bunch of zombies voting on the poll? Because this makes no
Russia
sense.
Russia
and
infiltrated
highly offended
the poll. Yes.
I was highly offended.
Well, I don't
Milky
you
Way, is the best. And it turns out this says Kit Kats with Pinot Noir, but Milky Way with a Pinot is pretty good.
Well, Milky Way's got the caramel. Like, Kit Kat was just fine. Okay. Like, I would have rather had plain chocolate, right?
It just Kit Kat can scram.
Like, Kit Kat and wine just isn't – you need a, what's the commercial? Kit Kat and coffee. Cares? All right. This one I'm also skeptical of because of the candy, Three Musketeers and Brown Ale.
I didn't do it.
Well, what do you have?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
I have a Baby Ruth. What would that go with?
Do you like Three Musketeers?
No. So I said, I don't even care. Why am I even going to try? I don't care if my alcohol is better if it requires me to drink, to eat a Three Musketeers.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So I will do it for everybody. Thank you. This is the brown ale. It's like, I got fancy brown ale because I was at a...
Because that's your, you was in your fourth store. That's all you had.
Yeah, I went to New Seasons to get the pizza dough. So I was in like New Seasons beer aisle, which is like, you know, top tier.
Yeah, echelon.
I never order brown beer, brown ale.
No, I did. There was a time I liked brown beer.
You know, and I well, it. Having a sip just now, I thought, oh, maybe that's my mistake.
And?
Well, going for the Three Musketeers.
Can you believe you bought a Three Musketeers? What do we have to do? Shut that company out of business. Pod. Well, that makes one of us.
Because I committed.
Makes to one that. Of us.
Don't hurt me. Don't spook me.
Spook me. Don't spook me.
Don't slash. This isn't. I know it's spooky, but don't slash me with your words. Not fun.
Not today. Not ever. All right. So tell us. I mean, is there anything redeeming about that, what you're doing right now to yourself? Mm-mm. No, I feel like it's, you know, I know you're not going to interview for a long time because you just got this job. But say 5 years from now, they interview you and they say, do you have any regrets? It might be this moment.
Actually, I do.
There was a time. I thought I should try a Three Musketeers with the porter.
Three Musketeers.
I regret that deeply.
It's such an afterthought of a candy. It's like, I mean, the machines.
Who the fuck invented it? Why?
Because they're making a buck off of leftover crap that couldn't get the nougat was like, isn't that what it is? Nougat? It's like they use it.
You know what? You're right.
They use it in Snickers. They use it in Milky Way. And they're like, oh, we're out of the caramel and nuts and all of the things that cost more. But we got some extra nougat. Let's slap some chocolate around it and see what sucker buys this. We'll give it a peppy yes. little name.
Three Musketeers.
All right. Sucker candy buys. Corn and pale ale. What are you Whoa. Pairing candy corn with?
I have a pale ale.
Oh, well, don't act like I should have known that.
Got it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't want
to. I don't know what this is. Hold on. Lager? Wait a minute. I got a lager and I got a red bridge.
Okay. Were either of those on the list?
Well, because I think I told John to get pale, but I think he got these.
Okay.
Should I have one of these?
Yeah. I feel like the lager is like is that a wheat beer?
No. It says made without wheat or barley.
Oh right. Because gluten free. Yeah. I would go ahead and put that in the game right now for candy corn.
This one?
Yeah. We'll call that a pale ale.
Yeah. I thought... I told him to get the – well, I know 100% I told him to get the pale ale.
All right. So I'm headed in. Do you like candy corn?
Not normally. All right. But I only know that you do because last year your mom reminded you.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
If you guys haven't listened to last year's episode, we did our top candies and Colleen forgot about her all-time fave, which is candy corn.
The pumpkin candy corn.
All right. Well, I asked John to bring me a bottle opener, but this one's twist off. So I'm going to just twist. I'm going to see what happens. Okay. Candy corn. Have you tried these?
I just said those are my favorite, or the little pumpkins. Now, I don't know about Jelly Belly.
But they're Jelly Belly.
Okay. They're creamy. Can you pop one of those in and see if they're good?
Yeah. I'm going to try the difference. Well, okay. They are very good. I know that they're very good.
You've had them.
Yeah, I opened them earlier.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Hold on.
This candy corn combo for me with the beer is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it just this tastes is fine.
Just tastes like sweet beer. Like I've laced my beer with a little honey or something, and that's fine. But it's not like this
it's like a big sweet beer.
Wow moment. You know, it's just nice. It's fine. It's casual.
Well, this is disgusting.
The beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Guys, don't get Omission Lager.
What are you doing?
Chewing. So you don't hear me.
Oh, good. Good job.
Yeah. Way away from me. These, you guys, these are good.
They're Jelly Belly pumpkins.
They're creamy.
Yeah.
But probably milk-free. I don't know.
I hope so. Doesn't that seem weird?
Okay, hold on.
What are you washing that down with?
Redbridge.
But what is Redbridge?
Sorghum. Sorghum.
What is that?
Sorghum.
Sorghums?
Yeah, it hurts my teeth. See? S-O-R-G-H-U-M. I don't know what that means.
All right. Well, how does it taste?
Fine.
Okay, good.
It's not trumping Reese's. At this point, Reese's and the Pinot Noir is king.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. We're almost done. This is our second to last. Swedish fish and sour beer. Now, this is one of the ones I was looking forward to the most.
What's my other option? Moscato.
Do you have that?
No, gross. Don't make me vomit. Champagne. Okay. So it also, I found another one that says you can do it Swedish fish with or licorice.
You found another one.
Well, I found another pairing thing.
That you didn't share with me.
No, because I knew you would be able to find all the shit and I knew I couldn't have all the beer that was on there. And so I was trying to find other things to make it so more robust.
So you have champagne.
I have a thing of champagne right here, and I have the licorice.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm doing the best that I can with what I have.
Okay.
Okay?
Let me put this on the record.
You don't like it?
No, I'm dealing with my own stuff at the moment. Swedish fish and sour beer, bomb. Absolutely
really?
Bomb combo. And you guys, if you're not sour beer fans, allow me to give you a nudge to give it a try, because
you
sour beers
sour
are
beer.
Bomb.
I wish you guys could see Colleen just backing off the mic. Her hands are up. It's like,
play dead. Hey,
show me your hands. Okay, officer. Oh my God.
All right.
Okay, now I got to have.
So,
all right, it's fine.
Champagne with pretty much any candy is going to be delicious. We know that to be a fact. We used to put gummy bears in our champagne and let them marinate. And then you eat the gummy bears after and they're like little drunken bears and they're delicious.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm not writing home about it. Champagne's good on its own.
All right.
You know?
Last one, Sour Patch and cider. Now, we both have both of these.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So cider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm taking a red Sour Patch, to be clear.
Okay.
Ooh.
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 Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a watermelon Sour Patch.
Now this is a combo. This is a combo. This gives Reese's and Porter a run.
A run for their money.
Because this actually
Reese's and for me, Pinot Noir.
Right.
I didn't have the Porter, and that was good too.
Mm-hmm.
So we both loved the Reese's with the Porter or the Pinot Noir.
But this is an unlikely combo. I would have never thought to get cider and have it with Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-mm.
But they make each other better.
Wow. That's a fact. That's a sheer fact no one can deny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does this trump Reese's and...
Well, I've got to try. Now I've got to try. I've got another backup Reese's here. Okay.
Wow, that is good. Wow,
that
is
really
good.
What do you think? What one do you think is
better? I think I like Cider Sour Patch better.
Do you have another Reese's?
Yeah, I got more Reese's. I should probably go back, huh?
Try.
Like
we got to try
mine.
Again.
Okay,
we got to try.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Now that we know where the best combo is. Okay. And by the way, you guys,
I'm confused.
It's too good. I'm drinking boxed wine, which I feel like means if it's boxed and it's good, imagine if it was like a good wine, you know?
God, the issue is that I really love dark beer. And having it with a Reese's makes it feel like a really delicious, like, chocolate porter. Mm, like a rich. Smooth, rich. You know what? Is it just too easy to, like, give them a tie for first? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, it's too easy.
God damn.
I mean, go to the point. Okay, so if one is like a, like, rate them on a decimal. You know what I mean? That's what we should have been doing this whole time.
Well, all the other ones are losers.
So they're below 5.
They're not below 5. Like, they were good, you know. Everything's fine. Like, I would say top tiers.
These are not humans you're talking about. No one's getting offended. All right. They were not all good. Some were not good. This is for sure king.
Here's my top three. I'm going to go Swedish Fish and Sour Beer gets the bronze. I'm going to go Reese's and Porter gets the silver.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sour Patch and Cider gets the gold. Because it was a surprise, and I'm going to give a shout out to Sweet Tarts for being my favorite candy out of all of them.
No. What?
Or just the candy that surprised me. It really showed up today.
This is the most improved.
Yeah, I'm having another Sweet Tart right now. They're bomb.
Okay.
Okay, what's yours?
All right. So my gold medal is Reese's and Pinot Noir. That is a combo. I don't know if I'll ever forget it. I didn't have it,
so I know I gotta try it. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I gotta try the porter. That is, and again, you guys, this is from a box. This is Boda Box wine.
Plot twist. Sweet Tarts and sour ale is delicious.
We're reacting to what I. I know. It's a plot twist. It's from a box. It's not from a bottle. It's very plot twisty.
All right, back to you.
Plot twist. She's drinking from a box. Okay, so the sour did it for you.
With Sweet Tarts is really good. It gets fourth place.
All right, so I had gold medal, Reese's Pieces, Pinot Noir. Silver medal, Sour Patch, and cider. Then, what did I even like? I don't know if I even liked any of them.
No, you did. You liked whatever other wine and the Snickers.
Okay, so Snickers with caps off is fine.
You liked that one. If we roll the tape, you'll remember that you liked it. Try it again.
So this whole time on this thing, it says Reese's with Syrah.
That's what you did.
Oh, no. I know, but I just gave the gold medal to Reese's and Pinot Noir. And but that was not even a combo we tasted.
You meant Syrah.
But I have Pinot Noir.
Do you have it straight?
I made my own up member with Milky Way.
Yeah, but you did have Reese's and Syrah.
Yeah.
So you stand by that.
Yeah. Right? I had Reese's and Syrah. You're right. I did. Okay. All right. So fine. So then it goes gold medal, Reese's, Syrah. Silver is Sour Patch and cider.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Pinot Noir with Milky Way.
Yeah.
There were some not so good pairings here. So some of them can fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
It felt like some of them, like if I was putting that together, it's like here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a stretch, but let's just send it out into the world just in case. But that was not a good idea for whoever created that list. Don't do it again.
We've got something that will never disappoint you though.
My penis. Yep. You can always count on that, you know?
And your Rothy's. Get cozy this fall. Winky
cover
wink.
Your tootsies or cover your...
Toesies.
Tootsies or toesies. Those are choices.
You guys, oh my God, we love our Robbies so much. I honestly, if you want to put clouds on your feet, order a pair. They're so freaking comfortable. No break in period.
If you want to put clouds on your feet. Not like, if you want to feel like you're walking on clouds. If you want to put clouds on your feet. You want Robbies. You know what I mean? If you want to carry air around, you should get one of their bags. Put some air over your shoulder. You know what I mean?
Oh, and their new bags.
That's what I want. That's what I was just saying.
I couldn't hear because I was laughing so hard. It was flat.
That's the whole point of air on the shoulder. Okay, you don't even need us to go on and on, even though we are. Rothy's are the best. They are the most comfortable footwear. They're cute.
So cute.
And they're recyclable. Mm-hmm. They have... deviated. What is the word? Defaulted.
I thought you had us. I thought our seatbelts were on.
Carl pointed at me like, good, good, land it, land the bird. And I couldn't. Okay, what's the word? Deviated? What's the word?
I don't know what you're saying, but they are so cute. They have so many colors, prints, and patterns. They're seamlessly knit with thread made from plastic water bottles, which you're just never going to believe it because they're so ultra comfortable. They're worth every freaking penny. Okay, I'm obsessed with them. Okay? Health says they're the most comfortable shoes on earth. Plus, they come with free shipping and free returns. It says Health says. It's fine.
Health says.
Another major bonus, You can throw them in the washing machine, you stinky feet.
you're not gonna
be able to win this war because you can wash them every time they need a refresh. Toss them in the old washing machine. It's gonna be fine.
Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/sip. That's Rothys, rothys.com/sip. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/sip today.
Somebody wrote in like after last week's episode. I think HelloFresh got a little loose. And somebody wrote, like, sometimes I'm listening and I'm thinking, there's no way that ad's coming back.
Probably this is the last time you've ever heard from Rothy's.
Use our code now.
Use our code now because game over with that brand.
We love them too, but actually I think they love us back. Hopefully they're like, yes.
This is what we need. I mean, truth be told, we actually are obsessed with Rothy's. Mm-hmm. There are some brands that we don't love and they send us shit. And then Colin and I are like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to work for us. So we're in.
Rothy's.
All right, what are we doing now? Yeah. Spooking the fuck out of ourselves? Right? We're going to get super scary.
Okay, we're going to start off. I've got so many stories from our squad. But we're going to start off with, I've got some questions for you, Ash. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to find
what is your earliest memory of Halloween? What's your earliest memory of Halloween?
I don't know what, okay. I was going to say, I don't know what my earliest memory is, but it's just, I just think about it. Just go to my own, I'm my source for that. So I remember... going to Seattle, and one year, I don't remember how old I was. I think it was like middle school. I was obsessed with trolls. And we went to Seattle for Halloween, and I got a troll head. I was a troll head. It was like a mask, like full plastic with pink hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense. So I remember like trick-or-treating on doors and they would be like, oh, you're a troll. But I couldn't breathe in that thing. So I'd always like rip it off. And like I would try to trick-or-treat with my head on and just had to like rip it. If they wanted to engage in any way, I couldn't breathe. So I had to take my head off.
Wow.
I had to behead myself several times.
Wow. What a memory.
But I did love that costume. I mean, that sounds very traumatic, but I actually was obsessed. That was a great costume.
Dude, we should the next time that I feel like once this whole thing's over and we can see each other, it's going to be a lot. Like I'm going to just come live with
all
you
the time.
Or something. But I feel like we should dress up as trolls. Like that would be really something.
I also feel like maybe when we go to Taylor Swift's concert, we shouldn't dress up like cutesy.
Yeah.
Maybe we dress up as trolls there.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, because like she's because
we're trolling. Yeah.
We're gonna but we're not trolling her.
No, not we're stage five trolls. Clinging we're good her. Trolls.
Maybe there's we should dress trolls. Up as slime. Or like something that's gonna stick.
Yeah,
like
they'll grow.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anyway, she sees us in the front row.
Oh yeah. I actually got kind of sad today because I was looking in my closet and like going through some stuff and I found the jewelry that we were going to wear to Taylor Swift that I had like got for both of us and we were going to bring it anyway, whatever. Lame. Okay, my earliest memory of Halloween was I remember a year where I was pretty young, but me and my childhood friend Lisa, her mom or my, I don't know, someone's mom dressed us up as princesses, but it was the full like gown and I had this fur thing around my shoulders and my hair was done. It was like, you know, you remember that because it was a real ordeal.
Did you feel like a full-on princess? Like yes. That, why do you remember it? You felt magical.
Yeah, it just is a memory. Yeah. I mean, I think that, I don't know. I also remember pillowcases full of candy and sitting on my living room floor and sorting them out into piles. Yep. What is the best horror movie of all time?
Horror movie, Debbie Does Dallas.
Wow.
I've never seen it.
Scream. Scream is the best horror movie of all time.
Do you know what Debbie Does Dallas is? It's a porn. Horror.
Oh
horror movie.
Deb. Hey, Deb.
I didn't know that until recently, but horror or Debbie Dev Does Dallas is a porno, so that's why I said that. I don't have a favorite horror movie because I don't watch them.
Scream! That was like the horror movie of our generation.
Yeah, it was fine.
Like when Nev was in the kitchen and the phone calls in the beginning.
Yeah, I remember
and all
that.
These things.
I also remember Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And I also remember Blair Witch.
You know, I think
there's no such thing as a good horror movie. They all suck. I do not like being
movie
scared.
With Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. There's a vamp that, like, what's that?
I know exactly
movie?
What you're talking about.
Because that was, like, the first kind of scary movie that I remember watching. Hold on.
That was, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't recall. When you
Interview
say
Interview with the Vampire.
Yes! That.
I'm going to watch that this week.
Oh, God.
For Halloween
I don't like
stuff.
Being scared.
But that one was spooky.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Well, okay. Would you rather be a vampire or a ghost?
Okay, well, vampire, you have to suck blood to live. Ghosts, you just exist. I'd rather be a ghost. It's
no one can
work.
See you, though. Vampire, at least you're, like, charming and dazzling and usually very
Are you
sexy.
Charming?
Yeah, if you're a vampire, you got to charm people to suck their blood so you get good at it and you live forever so you perfect your art. I'd be
I'm
a vampire
interested.
For sure.
I'd be totally just invisible and spook the fuck out of people.
Okay.
Like, you can't see me in the flesh, but I'm slamming doors, I'm turning on radios and TVs, I'm flickering lights, you can see me. You can't see me, but you can see me. You know I'm
there. You can't unsee me for the rest of your life.
Exactly, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Do you prefer chocolate or chips? This seems like a random throw-in for this category, but there it is.
Chocolate or chips? Chips, I guess. Yeah, that's spooky.
It's a little bit of an oddball. What is the best candy?
Wait, what's yours?
Chips.
Oh, okay.
Chips. Yeah, chips are bomb. I had jalapeno chips the other day.
Oh, delicious. God, so good.
What is the best candy in the world? Last year, I ranked 100 Gram the best Halloween candy. That
and
was
you stand by
list.
It?
I really like Mambas a lot. And Mambas, I really love good. Junior Mints. I'm thinking about what would I actually grab, like, if I was going to the gas station.
Okay, if they were eradicating every other candy, you could only keep one candy on the planet for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting rid of everything. You get to choose.
Oh.
I am choosing.
I think I'm going to keep licorice because it always sounds good. The other things I think I could get tired of. You know, even
but
M&M's.
But then I thought about M&M's. Like, okay, fine. Now you're taking me somewhere else. So I was going to say licorice, and then I thought, but sometimes you actually want like a candy bar. But you could probably like have ice cream or something to, you know, itch, scratch that itch.
Yeah.
Could you?
Mm-hmm. I think we can.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm with licorice too. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's wild.
All right. Here we go. We're going to a spooky story. We got a couple of them. Oh, this one was spooky. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ash and Call. First of all, want to say your ending to the show last week was so sweet. My sister just had her nephew 2 weeks ago, and I have baby fever so bad right now. Okay, I think that was... I can't remember what we talked
about.
What's
the ending to the show? I don't even know.
Our podcast last week. I can't remember, but... Awesome. Alrighty, so I have a spooky story that still gives me the chills. About 6 years ago, I was sitting on my friend's front porch, and she decides to tell me that she believed her apartment was haunted. She begins to tell me this story. One night, while they were sleeping with her one-year-old, their one-year-old let out a blood-curdling scream from his room. She gets up and runs to his room, and he's laying down as if nothing ever happened. She goes back to her room and tries to lay down. The same scream happened again. She looked in his crib to see if maybe something was biting him, but found nothing. She started getting paranoid and decided to bring him into their room and lay him in the pack and play by her closet. Turns out, not a good idea. He started screaming and crying, refusing to lay in the pack and play. Already tired and freaked out, she brings him into the bed. As she's laying down, she sees her boyfriend sit straight up like a mummy and points to the closet, not saying a word. At this point, she's scared out of her mind, trying to wake him up and see what's going on. He turns to her and says, El Diablo, in a very demonic voice, and goes back to sleep. The next day, she asks him if he remembered anything from the night before. He said no, very confused. She told him what happened. They both freaked out by what he said. They looked up what El Diablo meant, and it means the devil. He doesn't speak Spanish at all. Long story short, they recently moved into this apartment from her mom's house. At her mom's, they had spirits she would see all the time. They called ghost hunters her mom had from their run-ins, and ghost experts said sometimes spirits will follow you. Crazy. They had priests.
That seems wild,
house.
Though.
Because
I feel like spirits, what we've been hearing is they normally stay where they are. They don't always follow you.
But those are happy spirits, not like these
demonic ones.
Yeah. There's like poltergeists and like bad. These are bad news ones. These are like,
yikes.
These are bad news ones. Yeah. Super bad. Okay.
That would be terrifying. Did you know what El Diablo meant?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, of course. I'm confused why anyone wouldn't. But that's why I was thinking
maybe
that...
Maybe people would.
Well, they didn't. They didn't know what it meant. But I thought, oh, shoot, maybe that's not common knowledge. I didn't know.
Okay, here's a voicemail. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, double sister, soul sister. I've been listening to you guys for about a year now. I have been cracking up through all the spooky season, and especially this last episode... from Tuesday the 20th, it percussed my week a lot. But what I wanted to share was, you were still asking for spooky stories, and I grew up in a house that was built in the early 1900s, late 1800s, I don't know the exact date, it's very old. But the whole time that my family lived there, there was what we called the Lilac Lady. And it could be the dead of winter, but if you walked upstairs near my parents' bedroom, you could smell lilacs. Very strongly. So we knew that, we assumed it was a she. We knew she was around when you smelled lilacs, no matter what time of year. So keep up the sipping and sharing of the great drinks. Thank you for bringing some smiles to my week. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
I love the ones that are like, why were you laughing before we started playing that voicemail? You said, oh my God. You're like laughing, but I was looking. I couldn't see your face or what you're laughing at.
I don't remember.
Wow. What? There's a voicemail.
Damn it.
There's a voicemail that we got. I don't remember. That I literally cannot play here. I am going to play it on Patreon on Friday.
Why? It's too
because
scary?
It's too X-rated. Like, I cannot play it here. You guys have to come over to Patreon to hear it. But it is like...
And she's not trying to tease you. Like, no. We do give you guys good shit. We're not
No. It's just, this one is not Tuesday appropriate. Like, our ads would cancel us. And the thing about Patreon is we don't have rules. And so, anyway, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I'm literally, like, I started building out our Patreon episode for next week, or this Friday, whatever. And there's this, I can't wait for you,
Ash,
to hear
this voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But here's one from Amanda. Hey, ladies, I have to share my spooky email mishap. Pre-COVID, I ordered concert tickets online and went to pick them up at the box office. In order to pick them up, I had to give them my email address. Well, when I looked at my order confirmation, I was mortified. Instead of typing duck girly, which is my email, I accidentally typed dick girly. I can only imagine what went through their minds and the people in line around me. Now I always double check my email before completing anything. Keep up the awesome content. Love listening to you guys.
I thought Amanda. She was going to say she accidentally mistyped fuck girly, which I feel like is worse than dick girly.
I don't know. Yeah, no, both are worse. Both are pretty bad. Okay. Two more scary ones. We might have to take some of these over to Patreon. Yeah, I'm going to take one of these over to Patreon.
Oh, good. She's making notes, everybody. So very organized.
Okay. We're going to do one more from Joanna.
While you do that, I'm going to have a baby Ruth.
Oh, my God. Hi, ladies. This is actually a really sweet one. I was extremely close to my father. He passed away in 2018. 3 days after his passing, my daughter and I were listening to music. I turned the music off, and 30 seconds later, a sound effect opened, and it kept saying, oh yeah, over and over. I was shocked, but didn't think much of it. Just a glitch, right? A few minutes later, the tablet opens the Bible on its own. I kept closing it, but it would open up over and over to the same passage. I started freaking out at this point. The Bible finally closed, but then a keyboard opened and N-U-H was typed by an unseen force over and over and over and over. I knew in my heart at that point it was my dad. He always called me Hun. So N-U-H is Hun spelled backwards, right? This story isn't spooky now, but I was a little freaked out in the moment. I truly believe it was my dad checking in on me and letting me know he's okay. On a side note, a few days later after his funeral, I smelled fresh cigarette smoke in my hallway for a brief second and it was gone. My dad smoked, so I can only imagine it was him again. Nothing has happened since, but a part of me wishes it would. Unless I'm totally wrong and this was all the act of a demon. I just wanted to share my spooky tale. Thanks for keeping me entertained through marathon training. You guys make hours of running feel like minutes, JoJo. Thanks, JoJo.
No, you are definitely not wrong. That was 100% your dad.
Yeah, totally. And, and
I think it's
okay
so
too.
Sweet how spirits greet you that love you. Like, he was clearly trying to, because I feel like they're so resistant. Like, humans are so resistant to spirits, but he was trying.
Okay, one more thing, Ash, for you and me. Okay,
hold on. By the way, baby Ruth, great.
Delicious.
With a cab sauv? Wow, that's bold. This is bold.
We're about to close out spooky season with a story, and we don't know the beginning or the end. Are you ready for this? You are going to finish each prompt. Maybe we'll do every other one.
Okay.
It was a dark and stormy night.
And then I go?
Uh-huh.
And?
This is an improv game. It was a dark and stormy night. Say a sentence.
And how much do I say?
Just a sentence. A couple sentence. Like, just a couple words.
And the car broke down.
The house stood empty for as long as anybody could remember. And Yikes. We were standing straight right in front of it because our car broke down on the highway. You know? Mm-hmm. It all started when he died.
We didn't know, but it was very mysterious.
After the car wreck. Like, the car broke down, they died, and you're standing in front of a spooky house. This is starting to build. Good. I was sure I was alone until his spirit
started flickering in the window of the house we were looking at.
Oh, he jumped from the car to the house. I think so.
That sounds true. This sounds accurate.
I couldn't shake the feeling that someone or something was watching me.
From the window above in the house.
A scream ran out through the silence.
And it was yikes, mine. A bloody head came falling down.
And yikes.
This is scary. This is so scary.
They came from the sea. Plot twist.
And were very wet.
As they marched towards our car. Murder is never a pleasant affair, but this one was especially foul.
Because they smell like mildew. They were wet. For too long. That was a foul smell.
Okay.
They didn't kill us with weapons. They killed us with their smell.
Good.
Died of mildew and illness.
Okay, you're cut off. Hey, but guess what is never going to smell bad? Rotten vegetables are never going to smell bad on your counter because you're not going to need to worry about it because you got Daily Harvest. You know what I'm saying? I go to the store and I buy a lot of healthy things, but I'm not very organized. I don't keep track. I don't like when things rot on my countertop. It's fine. I'm going to get all the vegetables I need, you know, and it's just going to always be ready for me on demand with Daily Harvest. They deliver fruits, organic food, fruits and vegetables right to your door. This takes a couple minutes to prepare. You just pop them open, you know, heat them up, do some things. It's going to be just absolutely delicious. They never use preservatives, added sugar, or artificial ingredients. And they work with farms to freeze their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in their nutrients and taste. Listen, guys, they've got smoothies. They've got bowls. They've got ice cream. They've got all kinds of things. I love their freaking bowls because...
The bowls are bomb. Have you tried the flatbreads?
Flatbreads are delicious.
Insane in the membrane.
Having something at your fingertips ready to go that you know is going to fuel your body up with good stuff and just be absolutely delicious. I love Daily Harvest. I love them so
They much. Are also committed to minimizing the invader. Environmental impact. So go Earth, you know. Whether you're doing a home workout, going on a bike ride or a hike, Daily Harvest is the easiest way to eat undeniably delicious clean food. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code SIP for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com. But okay, so we wrap out the ad. But you guys, we actually do really, it's so weird when like companies that we love give
love
us a script.
Too.
Like read this. And then we're like, okay, but everybody fucking knows. We love you.
I am obsessed.
At any given time, I have harvest bowls, ice cream, and flatbreads in my freezer.
Shame.
I am obsessed. I am obsessed, okay? Mm-hmm, I'm not sober right now, but I am obsessed with them.
Their cauliflower pesto bowl is like a staple in my house. I put every kind of protein you want in it. Like,
so good. So good. And sometimes I don't want any protein. I just want that.
Just vegetables.
And that's good too.
Yeah.
Just as it is. Meatless, are you just doing candy corn? Are you just doing Donald Trump?
I'm popping candy corn.
Popping candy Someone corn. Said, have you heard the thing about Donald, these look like Donald Trump?
Do they?
Like, yeah, his head's at the top, his face is in the middle, and then his shirt's underneath. Hey, Don, you taste good.
Oh, my God. We watched the new Borat movie the other night. I'll talk about it over on Patreon.
Yeah. Any good?
There's a lot to talk about. I feel like you need to watch it when you talk about it on Friday.
Well, then you need to tell me when I'm sober. You need to text me that.
Okay.
I won't remember from here.
All right.
Rant and rave?
It's time to rant and rave. Let's bring this home. Let's land this bird.
It's tough.
I realized I wrote down two raves.
Good.
And no rant.
Oh. My rant. I got a cold. I have no idea how. I have no idea why. I don't know who's trying to punish me. But it started with a sore throat. And it escalated into a full-on, you know, cough, can't breathe, all the snot. You can hear the congestion. And it's the worst. Mm-hmm. And I try to think on a science level, what's going on with my body? So what is going on? Like, what is a virus?
Yeah. Right.
What does that even mean? Like, you just take it, you like inhale. What'd you say? Go deep. So you tell Chris.
No, I said this feels like
it's got it. Go deep.
What is a virus?
Go deep,
anyway?
Chris. So I don't know what happens. I pick it up. I have no idea how. John got it before I did. So I'm wondering if it was his golfing. Either way, I don't like blaming people, but I like blaming people.
Yeah.
I want to blame him.
Well, if this is not COVID, there's different ways
it's
things spread.
It's not COVID because I got a test.
Right. It's not COVID. So it's not – most spread through COVID is happening with close contact, air, mouth, like air particles, mouth.
Okay,
particles.
But I'm going in the public.
But like if
I wash my hands. I use hand sanitizer.
Right.
What makes me nervous is like I'm wearing a mask. I'm doing all the things. If this is a cold – couldn't I have easily have gotten COVID? Like, am I not being careful enough? You know what I mean?
Risk is everywhere in everything. But there's not a lot of evidence that COVID is spreading through, like, surfaces. And, like, let's say John was at the golf course, like, whatever, and or any moment, anything. Like, from, you know, you could use your credit card at the cash register, check, go groceries, and then, you know, just put your – hand on your mouth.
So colds can be contracted by surface more than it looks like COVID can
there's a lot. Every illness is different. Every virus is different. Ma'am. And some are more through surface spread. COVID, you know, you still have to wash your hands and everything, but it's more of like the air particles and things.
Yeah. Well, whatever. This is lame. My rant is just getting a cold.
Yeah, it's lame, man. Sucks. It's lame. You've been
What's your rant? You have two raves.
Well,
what are you going to do? Make something up.
Okay. We have a Peloton. And I like to do the little spin classes, right?
I didn't know you had a Peloton.
I got a Peloton. I thought I told you. I have a Peloton. I was doing a spin today. And this happened like a couple days ago, too, where I'll drop something mid-workout. And when you're clipped in with the bike, you can't just get out of the bike and get something.
You're in.
And it's a very helpless feeling because you can't just – I don't want to – it's not like clipping out and clipping in is that hard. But like the other day, one of my earbuds dropped out. So I'm listening to music at half volume and it's so close but so far. You know, like, no, like you can't reach down. It's this whole ordeal. And then today, about 10 minutes into my workout, I don't know if I just have butterfingers or what, but I went to take a sip of my water, literally just – dropped it out of my hand. The water is just on the ground, slowly seeping out for the next 20 minutes. Yeah.
Wait, because you couldn't unbuckle?
I don't know how to pause the workout on Peloton.
So you just said, fuck it, I'm going to go.
Yeah. Not that strong of a rant here today. What's your rave?
Well, my rave now is I saw my first friend post-COVID.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So I talk about this on the early part of this episode?
At
or
the
was
top
that
of the episode, so we're bringing it home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jenna, I haven't seen in, before COVID, like she lived on the East Coast, which they live in Sonoma now.
Really?
I know. Don't we need to freaking go to Sonoma? Like how amazing.
I didn't know they moved back.
Yes, they moved back. They're working remotely, but it was just like, right. It was just so good. I mean, it's the first friend that I've seen. We've seen some family that lives here, but it was just so nice to see someone, you know, and it just made me grateful for people in my life that we can stay in contact with. Because if you think before the life we're living now, before the internet and text messaging and all of that, people are only able to be friends with or like in contact with people that literally live right there, because other or snail mail. There was no texting. There was no social media. There was no, I mean, I am grateful to be alive during the time of the internet, but it was just so nice to see her. And I miss friends, but that's my rave is seeing her, just being around friends.
Fill your heart up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your rave?
Got two of them. First one is Chrissy Teigen. One, I just love her.
She's great.
Obviously. And she's been on my mind, and that sounds weird, but you guys know. Anyway, her everything and her whatever. But I just want to say her brand, when it comes to recipes and food, I have the kind of trust in Chrissy that I have in like Costco.
Yeah.
It's that level for me. Like we did cast iron pizza, found a Chrissy Teigen recipe. I'm like, oh, I feel empowered that I can do this, because her brand is like making things achievable for like the everyday person who's not a culinary wizard, you know, but you know, the output is going to be something fun. You're going to learn something. You're going to pick up like just enough, but not too much. And you're going to have something really delicious. And I'm just so grateful for her recipes and for her. And then my other rave is very specific. So as spooky season comes to an end, I just want to share three things that brought me joy, like the last 24 hours. So went on a walk the other day, super early in the morning. It was like, well, it was 7 a.m., whatever. But it was like dark out, you know?
Oh.
And it had gotten cold enough at night that the tops of the roofs of the houses were like frosty. And the whole walk smelled like alpine. Like it smelled like fresh mountain air. And I just loved it. Like, I just loved that smell. And then yesterday, Chris and I were out on a walk. And there were these fall trees that were like the burning orange, yellow, and red trees. You know what I mean? Where they're that like
beautiful
burning like colors. Oh, and I just, they kind of stopped me in my tracks a little bit. And I just love those. And then my third is the song, The Monster Mash, because Ben and I have been dancing to that song. And there are certain songs that I know will take me back to memories. Like when I hear Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm, I'll remember dancing with Ben last year. And this Monster Mash song, I'll remember this moment in time where Ben's like figuring out dancing and stomping. Yeah. And it's like a daily thing now. And I'm just...
The Monster Mash. Oh.
He did the Monster Mash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. All right,
that
guys.
That is good.
Well, we love you.
We love you.
This was a bender. And
always is.
You can sip with us always.
Always.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.